If you love the Lord, give him a hand clap if you will. Come on, bless the Lord with all that is within you. Let's see what the word has for us today. Please turn your Bibles to John, if you will. Whom the Son has set free, we're free indeed. We can be happy in the Lord and enjoy our time together. In the book of John, the second chapter, the first verse. If you would please turn there and stand to your feet as we read into your hearing what the Bible says, a very familiar text to most of us in John, the second chapter, 1-5. The Bible reads like this in the New King James. I'm sorry, I'm reading this morning from the New Living Translation of the Bible. And I think Jews have on the board the King James Version, so it may read a little different. In the New Living Translation, it reads, "The next day there was a wedding celebration in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the celebration. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, 'They have no more wine.' 'Dear woman, that's not our problem,' Jesus replied. 'My time has not yet come.' But his mother told the servant, 'Do whatever he tells you.'" Say amen to God's word. Please be seated if you will. There's a particular part in the text that brings my attention to something we want to highlight this morning, where Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." My time has not yet come. So we're using for a subject this morning, as we piggyback on some things from last week, revealing his mission. Many of us can identify with many things we encounter as we strive toward our desired goals. We have already established plans, whether it is written or perhaps you have tucked it away in your memory. All of us have some desired goals. I just want to speak to these young people real quickly because many of them got to understand something about making goals. You gotta make goals for yourself. Sometimes you even start a daily goal, what you want to accomplish this day. Have mercy, somebody. And if older folk can't help me, I can't help teach these children. Because you gotta understand something. Some of us plan for a day is to just get up and get ready. You accomplish a lot just by getting up and getting rid of. I know I ain't preaching nobody other than myself. Sometimes that can be a task within itself. Just getting up and getting ready. Hallelujah. Then sometimes I get my next goal is to be able to get ready and go to the job. Because I contemplate practically every morning from the side of my bed. Do I want to leave this? I know I'm not the only one. That I contemplate practically every morning. Do I really want to go to that next level? But I thank God that I've made a goal to say, you know what? These are things I want to accomplish. Let me help a child here. You have to make your goals and set your goals and work towards your goals. So now if I want to get up and be productive the next day, I got to start the day before. You got to make preparation for the next day. That's the first thing in the text. The Bible said this, the next day. Let me tell you fellas something. You can't stay up all night and be productive the next day. Have mercy, somebody. I know some of you parents are struggling just like we had to struggle with. Go to bed because you got to go to school in the morning. Cut that thing off right now. It's time. Y'all playing in here. Somebody know what I'm talking about when you got to prepare for the next day. You got to prepare for it. And some of us know it's a daunting task when they have not prepared. Now you got to prepare to get them to do what they ought to be able to do for themselves. How many of us have to call the roll? Get up now. Go wash your face now. Brush your teeth now. You got the right shoes on. Those don't look right. Those are mismatched socks. You should have had your clothes out the night before. Preach, Scott. And see why I feel like I'm not getting a whole lot of amen, because some of our adults are still struggling with the very same thing. You got to prepare. We don't know whether we're going to have it, but at least you prepare for the next day. You don't get up the next morning and realize you need not only need to do your hygiene, but you got to iron your pants. You got to press your shirt. Come on, somebody. You got to find a pencil. You got to find where my book bag at. I got one shoe. Where my other shoe? I hear a few parents who can identify. And some of us have been out of parenthood too long to understand that we had to go through that same thing. Mom, I can't find my toothbrush. The same toothbrush you used yesterday, wherever you left it, it's still right there. And don't let it be one of them little rascals. Hallelujah. The toothbrush in the bed, under the pillow somewhere. The next day. But I believe this morning that sometimes things occur, whether it's good or bad, while we're trying to reach our goals. Things happen. Prime example, you may have plans and mapped out your educational career. What will it take to complete your first year of college, maybe, or your next year of school level? You have plans to do that. You have plans also to, if I take this amount of hours, I will be able to qualify for the next level. Have mercy. But things happen. Things come up. Things you didn't plan for. Someone's know what is about to have a mission, and sometimes it falls short because some things come up. However, during the process, completing your desired plan, when things do happen, you got to realize that you can't let those very things that happen deter you from your plans. The Bible says, let keep your focus. That's what you got to do, young fella. There are things. Listen, you come to school the first day with the idea of having a good day. But here comes this little rascal over here want to start something. Come on, can y'all help me here? I want to help the young people, so y'all bear with me as we get through this. Because look at the age of these young boys, and they're a prime example for somebody to want to start something. You got on your mind, your mom and dad then gave you a good talk, your pastor then gave you a good sermon, and you're ready to go to school and have a good start. But when you get to school, something there is trying to deter you from your goal of having a good day. Come on, man, you ain't got to go to that class. Y'all play with it, but it happens. That's how it starts. You ain't got to go. She ain't going to be seeing nothing today. They the first day. You ain't got to go the first day. All they going to be talking about what you did this summer. Ain't that right, elementary? Everybody stand and tell what you did this summer. We went to the beach. And we went to the pool. You know. But how many know that's important? For your start. To be able to see something that's happening in the learning environment that people can learn from even when you don't think they're learning. What does that do for a child when they can stand up and articulate in front of others what they did this summer? It's not so important what you did, but to be able to stand up before others and articulate that. Not get up there and talk about, talk. You've been trained to talk. That's why parents at home sometimes you have to let them know, talk up where I can hear you. Amen. Ain't nothing like you murmuring and under your breath can't understand nothing you say. Talk up. Because one day you're going to have to stand among other people and be able to speak up. And how many know when you speak up, people look up to you? I'm pointing at y'all like that, but I ain't mad with you. That's just a passed away here. Speak up. Be somebody. Stand tall. One thing my grandmama used to tell us, leave home like you got training. Like you didn't come out the wilderness. Hallelujah. How many know it's a reflection of your family? How you conduct yourself can tell in that classroom, in that school, what kind of training you have at home. All right, parents, they can't do what you don't put in them. Come on here, somebody. That's why I tell parents all the time, they may not act like they want to hear, but you pour it in them anyway. I got some parents over here with me all. Y'all, come on, help a brother out. They got children. No, they got children. For this side, who don't have children, they got children over here. They in the middle of it. Hallelujah. They didn't learn how to cut it short. You done got beyond. See, when your kids are gone away from home and you home by yourself and ain't no younger, they become children again. But when them rascals all around in the house doing everything, all matter thing, they chilling. All y'all children just sit down. Some of y'all don't remember those times. I can remember very vividly when you got multiple children in the house. You get tired of children. They don't become children no more. They're chilling. You love them. Oh, you ain't gonna stop loving them now. But boy, them jokes get they can aggravate you. Made me lost my play. In spite of the process, we're always obtaining a lesson as we go along. Let everything in life be a learning lesson. Linda and I used to love barbecue. And boy, we went to, was that Big T? This was years, years ago. We went to Big T, got a sandwich apiece. Big pork sandwich, big barbecue sandwich. On the top of it had skin on the top. So when you're biting the sandwich, not only did you get good barbecue, but you got skin with it, a crunch. Sandwich, good, nice, thick sandwich. Well, Lord have mercy. Sandwich went down good. Next morning, boy, we were walking around there like we hadn't been drinking Coke 45 all night long. Drunk as a skunk. Head swimming. We looking at each other like, you feel like that too? Because we learned that pork and our bodies couldn't handle it. Now, I ain't going to touch it. I learned from my experience. Now, that's not for everybody, because sometimes some people's body can take it. Mine can't. Now, you learn from what you learn from your experience. Now, let me tell you, brother, something, and all the children something. Be with the ones who have something in mind and want to be something. Choose who you want to be with. And don't let it be based upon because the kind of shoes they got on. Or because the kind of haircut or because how the type of clothes they wear. Let them choose somebody who is making it up the ladder of being successful. That's who you want to hang with. You want to hang with somebody who's talking like somebody, who respecting their elders, who respecting their teachers. Well, as we get on through this thing together, we talk about this morning, and Apostle Paul says, In Philippians 4:8, please turn your Bibles there. Because, saints of God, all this is going to have a spiritual tone to it if we stay with it. Because there's something important about starting out and staying with it. In Philippians 4:8, again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, and finally, watch this now, fix your thoughts on what is true. And honorable, and right, and pure, and lovable, and admirable. Think about these things are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learn receiving from me. That's what Paul was saying. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. Can I talk with some parents, some godly parents? Teach them good things. Start early. Teaching them good things. You know, so important to so many guys is to teach them how to throw a football or teach them how to do a punch. It has its place. But teach them how to, first of all, how to love the Lord. Teach them who God is. Show them, express to them, express upon them the goodness of God. You don't have to do it in a church matter. Just the things in your own household. Teach them how to respect mom and daddy. Sometimes you have to tell your children, look here, that might be your mama, but that's my wife. Somebody ain't saying amen yet. You know, sometimes you gotta let children know, listen, look here, you can do what you want, but now that's my wife, and you're going to respect my wife. You might not respect your mother, but you're going to respect my wife. Y'all get that? Oh, glory be to God. Paul said, fix your thoughts, gentlemen. Some Bible said, focus. Keep your mind on things. You're going to school for a purpose. It may not seem like right now because it just seemed like school is just a good place to hang out because you're tired of being home. You got bored. I'm ripping bored. Some kids, you know, I never could understand that concept. Kids these days, bored. I can't understand it. I can't understand that. How y'all get bored? All y'all got devices in your pocket. Only device I had in my pocket was my fingers when I put my hand in my pocket. Am I preaching the truth? Matter of fact, I remember my grandmama used to tell us to go play with your fingers and your toes. And they had games you played with your fingers. Hallelujah. Got a TV in practically every room. In my household, there was one TV. And there wasn't no remote. Only thing. You was the remote. Hallelujah. My daddy was tired of seeing one set station. He'd call one of us, go turn that TV. You were the remote. Hallelujah. Y'all remember that? Some of y'all, I'm just losing it. I'm losing this side over here. I'm really losing this side. Do y'all remember when you were the remote? Y'all remember you and your mom and dad said, you go turn the TV? Some of y'all remember when you didn't have one. You just had a radio. See, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable. You were taught to say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Don't abandon that because everybody around you don't do it. You do your training. What was put in you. You do that. You be the best you. You don't have to follow everything. You can be the leader. Hallelujah. You can start new stuff. It can be popular. Hey, yeah, man. You can be the man. You are the man. The terminology here is about focus. And one Bible says meditate on it. I mean, you got to think on it. I'm going to do the right thing. You got to keep saying that. Girls, you got to keep saying that. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to do the honorable thing. I'm going to do the best things that my mom has been teaching me and showing me. I'm going to be honorable. That other guys will look up to me. They might lust for me, but that's all they're going to do. That's right. I'm going to keep myself in an honorable position. I'm going to keep my focus on that because I understand the importance of how to keep myself pure. For when the time comes, when God sends somebody, it will be glorified to him. Y'all ain't get that. You can't just go around thinking because you've been with everybody that's honoring God and you popular among men. Let me tell you something. When the dust settles, that guy wants somebody who's going to, you know, somebody who's pure. He's going to overlook them when he, listen, I done been with that. Man, that ain't looking you. Please. Come on, brothers, help me out. When you look for the right one, you don't want one that been out there in the club along with you and everybody else. The whole time. Every time you go to the club, they already there. Amen. Come on, honey, buy me a drink. Girl, go sit down somewhere. Yeah. You part of the crew. Hallelujah. Paul said this, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Now that's for, you know, you don't expect for these children to understand that concept. But for those of us who are mature in the word of God, the Bible lets us know that you set your mind on things above, not things here on earth. Oh, you listen, all too many of us are putting too much stock in things of the world. As if this is where we're going to be all the way. And then what shocks us to find out somebody gone. No. The Bible already told you, you're going to leave here and this is not your home. So now you got to prepare for home. You got too much stock in doing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Jesus. A lot of times folk putting so much in it now. And how many know this world is going to disappoint you? What does this have to do with the text this morning? Last time we talked about Jesus in 10, John 10:10, where he said, I have come. I have come. The Lord want to be with you if you allow him to. Even at your age. Now, listen, let me give you some practical things to take with you. You don't have to go around and sound like many of us who are older and mature in the things of God. You don't have to walk around saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, how y'all doing, praise the Lord, to God be the glory. That ain't what God called you to. God has called you to be who you are right now and to be honorable to your parents. First and foremost, honor your parents. Obey them. Do what your parents say. Bottom line. No question there. Boy, it just irks me to see parents having conversations with some children like they're on their own level. Man, you better, what? You better move. You getting ready to get jawjacking. I'm getting ready to go to jail. How you going to sit there and let a child talk to you like you let them talk? If you let them do that, what you think they won't do when they get to the school? Then when you get to the school, that can't be my child. That's the same one. For a time, moving on me. We had these things about the next day. That was important. The second thing in this that we want to make reference to is that there was a wedding celebration. In this text, Jesus said that there was the next day. Because see, what people don't understand about the next day also in this text was that the day before, Jesus had to do HR work. For those of you who want to look back when you get time, that's when he told his disciples to follow me. And he had one in particular that he had to prove who he was. So he spent a full day getting the gang together. But he still had to face the next day. This is what he faced the next day. He went to a celebration. What did that tell you and I? For all of you who feel like you can't fellowship with other people, you can be a part of other people through celebration. There are Christians right now today, oh, I don't go to wedding because they're going to be drinking. Jesus was at the wedding where there was show wine. And we're going to talk about that wine, not today, but next time. That, matter of fact, Jesus was saying, look, I'll give y'all wine y'all ain't never tasted before. Come on, somebody. I ain't going to that because they're drinking. Now, but let me tell you something. Jesus gave him wine, but I'd never seen in the scripture where he said he drank it. Nor were they drunk. But they were at a celebration. So don't get yourself so holy you can't fellowship with other people. Am I preaching the truth? There's some people who feel like, well, I know who's going to be there. They're going to be drinking and going on. That ain't what you're going to do. You're going in there to fellowship with the folk. And I mean, you don't go there to critique either. I've been to weddings. I've seen people do things. What to do? I'm saying, hey, you do your thing. I'm like the Isaac brother. It's your thing. You do what you want to do. But see, I'm going to go in there holy. And I'm coming out holy. And then all this based on whether I'm drinking or not. It's the spirit that lives in you. Hallelujah. I can go anywhere today. I thank God for it. Now, I couldn't do this when I was a baby in Christ. Because I'm subject to go in there and indulge in whatever's going on. Are y'all following me here? But when you mature and you grown in the Lord, how many know you can walk any place you want to walk? and come out there and still be praising and thanking God for who he is, knowing who you are in the Lord. The places where you go don't dictate who you are. I mean, I got scripture here, but I'm running out of time. I got scripture to prove that Jesus hung out with him. He went to Levi's house where sinners, what number sinners? And see, the Pharisees, those people who compelled to be so holy than everybody else, talking about, look at him. Look at Jesus. He hanging out there with sinners and tax collectors. But the thing about it, Jesus said, listen, I didn't come for those who were already saved. I come to minister to those one who needs me. Come on, somebody. If Christians can't do nothing but gather in their own little silos at certain things, all we doing is just bickering among one another and fooling ourselves. We need to be going out there saving some souls. Preach, Scott. It's tough stuff here. Let me tell these fellas here something, these young children. You might be the very one that can change your school atmosphere. Now, your teachers and your principals and your administrators, they cannot institute Bible study. But if one of y'all say, I want to have a Bible study, guess what they have to do? They have to make provisions for you to have it. And all students can come. Guess what? You can announce it, but they can't. Crazy world we live in, but that's just the way it rolls. So you can change the environment. You can. You can set the tone. Hallelujah, somebody. Listen, as he went about his business, he had to select his followers. Jesus had to face his daily challenges. And that second point, again, it says that he went to this wedding, and the wedding had celebration. Now, why is that important? That it was a wedding. The Bible specifically says, if I remember my scripture correctly, it says that there was a wedding celebration. It wasn't a mourning. It was a celebration. How many know there are things that are instituted by God that deserves celebrating? It's a rejoicing time. Oh, the last wedding I went to, it was a festive time. Hallelujah. To see a man now got him a good woman. And a woman got herself a good man. Hallelujah. It was a festive time. It was a time of celebration and joy. And to see the people dancing. Hallelujah. Even I got out there. I don't go no further than the one when the record tell you what to do. Two to the right. One. Two. Two to the left. One. Two. Back one time. One time. Up one time. Up one time. And when that's over, I'm done. And most of the time, I don't last the whole song. But engaging in the celebration of the ones who met each other and brought glory to God in his way. Hallelujah. It was worth a happy celebration. Some of us can't celebrate unless it's us. We got to learn how to celebrate with others. However, during the time when you're completing your desired goals and getting to where you need to be, learn how to celebrate. Be happy. When you know you got a D last year, this year you got a B+. Hallelujah. That's a time to celebrate. But some of our parents is like, a B+ is good, but you can do better than that. Celebrate with the child. They've made some progress. Hallelujah. Listen. Lord have mercy. Now, I wish I could tell you to close your ears. But when Pastor got a D sometime, that was passing in some levels, and I was celebrating. Because the year before, I got an F. And the D in this particular class, I was able to move up to the next level, so I was celebrating. But now, thank God for understanding that if I applied myself, can I help somebody here? If I do whatever, I do the best that I can do, I can do more than a C or D. Because great is he greater is he that lives in me. Can I help the believers here? Jehovah. Whatever your circumstances, whatever your situations are, whatever your dilemmas are, whatever your ailments are, when you see progression in it, you didn't feel as bad yesterday. I celebrated yesterday because I felt better than I did the day before. I was just telling my wife this morning, last Sunday this time, that time, I felt raw. I was walking through the house and said, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I feel better today. Celebrate. You done got too comfortable in being you. You got to understand something. God wants to take you higher, but you got to learn how to celebrate, even in the small steps of even getting better. How many know when you feel a little bit better from what you used to feel, you ought to be thanking God because you're seeing, well, not only I'm going to feel better, I'm going to be healed. That give me indication that my healing's on the way. I don't have to settle for just feeling better. I can want healing. Talk to these guys because y'all ain't with it. Let me tell you something. As a young person in the Lord, ooh, he's sitting on the communion table. I did it for a purpose. Y'all know that, right? Let me tell you something. I done told y'all once something about this table. The man that built this table was smoking a cigar. And the other one was smoking a Camel. And the youngest one, I ain't going to tell you what he was smoking. Building the same table. What makes this table holy? The people that come and dine from it. Hallelujah. Brothers, young girl, when you celebrate, do a celebration that's pleasing to God. You won't have to celebrate like the world. Because a few of y'all, if you hadn't been tried already, folk gonna want you to try stuff. Amen? Amen. Just take a little swift of this. Ain't gonna hurt you. Ain't gonna hurt you. Go ahead and try it. Ain't gonna hurt you. Go ahead. Hold it now. Hold it. Don't blow it out yet. Hold it. Been there now. Taste this right here. It might be a little bitter the first time. Here, put a little bit more Coca-Cola in it. Oh, that ain't so bad. Give me another one. Stop it. They setting you up for something you ain't ready for. Do you see people who living in disgusting ways that you said you would never get there? Have you seen that? I'm sure you have. I don't want to be like that when I become a man. That's I remember saying that. Anybody with me on that? I don't want to be like that. Because in every one of our communities, we had a cut, a corner, a barrel, or something. And there were people who were hanging around. They're good people, but they made some bad choices. And when they made them choices, they got stuck with them bad choices. They were good people. They were good people, had good minds and did good things. All coming up did good things, but they got stuck. So when you realize something coming to you that ain't gonna be beneficial, don't even get a part of it. Walk away from it. And it's coming, brothers. I'm telling you, especially these young men, these young boys up here. Things gonna come to you, people gonna say try. And they'll tell you stuff like Allen Iverson did it. Michael Jordan did it. They're going to tell you about all these people who did it because they feel like they want to win you over to try it. But Jesus said, I came that you can have life in the most purest way and enjoy yourself. Some people don't know how to enjoy simple pleasures. Hold on, I'm coming to y'all in a minute. Some people don't know how to have simple pleasures. They don't know how to have a party. Unless they get everybody drunk. You ain't got to say amen. Some of y'all still got your peppermints. You ain't fooling nobody. You know it. Give me another one. I ain't right yet. Am I telling the truth? But let me tell you something. I want to go over here because I think many of you have been there. But isn't it good that you don't do what you used to do? Isn't it good to know that the God that you serve, he brought you out of stuff that you could have got stuck in. And now your praise comes when you think about the goodness of God and all the wonderful things he's done. That's the reason you shout. Some folk can't shout because they're still living in captivity. But when you're living in freedom, hallelujah, you don't mind saying, I thank God for what I used to be, and hallelujah, but I'm thankful for where I am now. I once was in darkness, but the Lord lift me up. I can help these children. Come on, somebody. I don't have to just tell them. They can look at my life and see Jesus. Now, as I conclude, Jesus was on a mission. He told his mother, my time yet has not yet come. Now, why was that important for him to say? Because his mission, many of you don't realize, but his mission was Calvary. To overtake Calvary. That's what Jesus' mission was. But on his way to his mission, he dealt with life just like you and I got to deal with. That's why I made it clear and plain to you. Don't talk about, Lord, I got to go through another day. Jesus told him, go through the next day. Celebrate when you celebrate. There are things we come along, we don't celebrate enough. We don't praise and thank God. We don't be among other people. We don't like the party with people in a celebrated way. And then the final thing in that text, those first sentence, for those of you who had it, in the first sentence, the last thing said that this celebration was in the Canaan of Galilee. That's important. Well, I did a little brief study. I can't say I did extensive study, but I did a brief study on the Canaan of Galilee. It was no place in particular. What'd that tell me? I'm going to have my next day. I can celebrate right here in Taylor's. In Columbia. Wherever I am, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to fellowship with other people. God didn't put me on this earth to be an island like I'm the only one got it right. Can I preach in here? There are people among us now who feel like they're the only one got it right. And if you don't do it my way, you ain't doing it right. But how many know I thank God that God has seen something where he made us different for a reason. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that we all don't look alike? Aren't you glad? I've said that once, I'll say it again. I don't know if you heard this, Brother David. Aren't you glad you can wake up in the morning and look beside you and somebody don't look like you? I wouldn't be excited about waking up in the morning looking at me. Come on, somebody. Y'all know the deal with Adam when he looked over at Eve. That boy got excited. Be excited about going to school because you're on a mission. Man, I see something in y'all. I see something in you. But you first got to believe you can be somebody. You know what one of them told Jesus? Is, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Well, you don't go to this church or this cathedral. You don't belong to this regiment of people. You're not in this status. So is anything good can come out of Second Union? There they are. There can be some good stuff. Wherever you are, who you are, you can be some good stuff. Listen, if you do a study on Barack Obama, he came from a poor family. Poor, but look at him now. And the thing I like about the brother, he excited about being where he is. You got a swagger. Yeah, he do. He step in the Air Force One and say, this is nice. Who's to say? Who's to say? Set your goals high. Strive for them. Be determined. You're going to make it. Don't look at us, many of us, who have become complacent because we got off track. We got off track along the way and we became complacent. Off track. You get off track, get back on. You made a D this semester, you made a C. Mm-mm. Can't settle for that. Strive for the A. May not always reach, but strive for it. And then sometimes you can surprise yourself. I once got an A one time. You talking about a celebration. You talking about a celebration. Lord have mercy. You ever heard that thing, party over here, party over there? We celebrate. What we celebrate? I once was lost. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise, Lord. Let's move a little further. Come on, give God some glory. I know this kind of preaching we ain't used to.